Throughout today's episode, we've been treating Grinspan's lead as durable, and the data supports that reading. She came in first in the straw poll, she has tacit support from Gutierrez, she fits the Latin American rotation, she's a credible institutionalist who doesn't seem to have powerful enemies in the P5. The case for her winning is coherent and well-evidenced.
But let's actually pressure test that, because I think the confidence level in diplomatic commentary is running somewhat ahead of the actual uncertainty in this race. The first straw poll had her at 10 encourages in a 50-member council. That's a 10-9 margin over Rodriguez-Burkett. That's not a dominant lead. That's a single vote.
And straw polls have moved significantly between rounds before. The Secretary General selection in 2016, when Gutierrez was chosen, went through multiple rounds with significant vote shifts. Antonio Gutierrez was not the original frontrunner. He emerged as the consensus candidate through a process that looked quite uncertain in the early rounds. If the 2026 process follows a similar trajectory, we could see the July 30th results look very different from where things stand by round 3 or 4 in September.
So what would need to be true for Grinspan to lose? A few scenarios. First, a P5 member who is currently in her encourage column privately develops a reservation, perhaps tied to something in bilateral relations between Costa Rica and a major power that surfaces during the vetting process, or a policy position she takes in public statements between now and the formal vote. Second, Rodriguez-Burkett consolidates additional encourage votes while Grinspan stalls. A one-vote lead doesn't take many defections to flip. Third, a candidate currently in the middle of the pack, most plausibly Grossi, given his unique profile, has a series of conversations with P5 members that repositions him as the genuine compromise candidate if the top two create gridlock.
If Grinspan accumulates informal resistance from, say, Russia, who might prefer someone less associated with Western multilateral institutions, and Rodriguez-Burkett faces questions about her relative inexperience on the global stage compared to the other candidates, Grossi's nuclear-era expertise and his status as an existing UN system head gives him an argument that neither. The compromise candidate scenario is the one I find most intellectually interesting, because it's happened before and the conditions for it exist here. Of the other two can quite make.
The strongest counterargument to all of this is, the informal regional rotation has held in every cycle since 1971, and there is enormous political pressure on all parties to respect it. Breaking the rotation would be seen as a betrayal of the agreed-upon norms that make the selection process legitimate, and P5 members who have historically respected those norms, even if grudgingly, would face diplomatic costs for abandoning them. That institutional conservatism is a real constraint.
But institutional conservatism has limits under sufficient pressure. In 1992, the election of Boutros Ghali from Egypt broke convention in certain respects. In 2006, the selection of Ban Ki-moon from South Korea involved significant horse trading that didn't follow simple rotation logic. The norms are real, but they're not laws.
So if we're wrong about Grinspan, here's what to watch for. The specific indicator is the second straw poll, expected before the end of August. If Rodriguez-Burkett gains votes rather than losing them, if she moves from 9 to 11 while Grinspan holds at 10 or slips, that's the signal that the race is genuinely open. Alternatively, if any discouraged votes appear next to Grinspan's name from a P5 member that wasn't signaling opposition in July, the field opens dramatically. Watch the color-coded ballots, not just the totals.
And watch how the candidates respond to the Security Council reform debate, because a candidate who takes a strong position on veto suspension, either for it or against it, is making a calculation about which block of opinion she most needs to win. That's a data point about where she thinks her votes are and aren't.
The honest answer is that this race is legitimately competitive in a way that diplomatic punditry sometimes undersells, because early frontrunners create narrative momentum. Grinspan might win convincingly. She might win narrowly after a difficult September, or this might go somewhere genuinely surprising. The case for confidence has to be paired with real acknowledgement of how close those first numbers were.